Well, everyone, weren't we fortunate to have Captain Underpants come and save the day? I've made my Christingle. Do you like it? Yes? Hold up your Christingles. And now what I'd like you to do is the most difficult thing we'll do this whole service. I want you to put your Christingle on the ground. And don't touch it for a little while. In a few minutes, we are going to be lighting the Christingles. The whole church will be lit up, and we're going to sing our traditional song. We always sing at Christingle, Lord, the light of your love is shining as we light our Christingles. But before we do that, I want to talk for a moment about light. I want to give you some things to think about as we light our Christingles. And as we take them home today, I want to talk about light. And I want to think about three places in the Bible where the Bible talks about light. And the first is this. Right at the beginning of the Bible, right at the very beginning in the first chapter, in the story of how God made the world, God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God made light. He made the day and the night. He made the sun and the moon. He made the universe. And the world. He made the birds and the animals. He made the land and the sea. And he made you and me. So when we hold up our Christingles, you can hold up your Christingles for the moment. Well done for putting them down. And we look at the orange, which reminds us of the world. And we look at the four sticks that remind us of the fruit of the earth and the four seasons. We remember that God, who said, let there be light, he made the world. He made everything in it. He made you and me. In fact, can you say after me, if you can read it, it's up on the screen, God made us. God made us. That's the first of the three things that I want us to think about. So we've thought about something that God said. And now when he said, let there be light. And now I want to think about something that Jesus said. In the middle of the Bible, in John's Gospel, Jesus once said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. You see, although God made the world to be good, men and women have done some very bad things in this world because they've ignored God and they've hurt other people. In fact, if you hear the news of what's going on around the world and you hear of the wars and the suffering, you might say that the world can be a very dark place. But Jesus said, I am the light of the world. God sent him into our dark world to give us light. And in fact, this is the kind of thing that we remember at Christmas. That Jesus was born a light in our darkness. He came to show us how to live. He came to show us what God is like. He came to show us how much God loves us. But he came not just to show us. He came also to save us. And so we remember not just Jesus' birth, but we remember his death. He came to die so that we might live as friends with God, both now and forever. And when Jesus died on the cross, he suffered the darkness of being separated from God, so that we can enjoy the light of knowing God now and forever. And so if you look at your Christingle and pick it up again, thank you for putting them so neatly on the floor, and you hold it up, around the middle is the red ribbon, which you've all tied very, very well. Well done. That was the very tricky thing to do this morning. Tied it round, and the red ribbon reminds us of the blood of Jesus shed on the cross. And I've got something else that I want you to say after me. Remember we said just earlier, can you say with me? God made us. But the second thing I want you to say is God saved us. Can you say that with me? God saved us. He saved us when he sent his son Jesus into the world to die for us. So, I want to think about one last thing. Put your Christingles down on the floor. It's such a difficult thing to do. Put them on the floor. I want to think about one last thing. We thought earlier that Jesus said, I am the light of the world. But in another place, Jesus said something slightly different. He said, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. I am, and you are. And when he was saying that, he was talking about us. He was talking to all the people throughout time who will ever decide to follow him. And he was saying that if you're a follower of Jesus, then you are to bring light to this world. If we follow Jesus, then we are to shine as lights. In fact, in a minute, we're going to sing Shine, Jesus, Shine, one of our favorite songs, Shine, Jesus, Shine. And when we sing that, we're praying, we're asking that he will shine through us. We're to shine the light and the love of God into this world with all of its darkness. By what we say and what we do, we're to do that as a church. In fact, Jesus once said, he said, you're the light of the world, you're a city on a hill. Here at St. Nick's, we're to be seen. We're to be seen and known for being different and for making a difference, being good news and bringing good news. We're to shine as a church, and we're to shine wherever God puts us, in all the different places, at school and at work and in our homes and with our families. So if you hold up your Christingle and you look at it, and in the middle is the candle. And when we light the candle, it reminds us not just that Jesus is the light of the world, but that he asks us to shine his light into this world. God wants us to be light. In fact, you could say, and this is the last thing I want you to say, can you say this with me? God calls us. Can you say that? God calls us. You know when you're upstairs in your bedroom and your mum or your dad call you and they say, William! And you say, what do you want? And they say, come down, it's lunch. Well, in the same way, God calls us. He says, William, Daniel, Zoe, Charlotte. And we say, what, God, what do you want? And he says, I want you to shine my light into this world. So in just a minute, after a song and a prayer, we're going to light our Christingles. And I want us to remember these three things. Will you say them with me. Firstly, God made us. Secondly, God saved us. And thirdly, God calls us. Let me pray for us. Lord God, we thank you for your wonderful plan for our lives. We thank you that you made us. You know us completely. We thank you that when you sent Jesus, he died to save us. And we thank you that you give us a job to do. We thank you that you ask us, little us, to shine your light into this world. Help us to do that. In Jesus' name. Amen.